Hogs Half Hour. I can't think anything that rhymes with Hoskins, so I'm on the radio and not on the bus.
Today we have a bit of laughing for you. It's funny, isn't it? I've been hearing some funny clips of laughing. I shall put them into in between stuff in the podcast. Here is my favourite piece of laughing from the Cricket Titans, isn't it?
Happened. He tried to step over the stumps and just flicked a bail with his right.
He more or less tried to do the splits over it, and unfortunately, the inner part of his thigh must have just removed the bail.
He just didn't quite get his leg over.
Anyhow, he did very well indeed, batting 131 minutes and hit three fours. And then we had Lewis playing extremely well for his 47 not out. Agus, do stop it. He was joined by De Freitas, who was in for 40 minutes, a useful little partnership there. They put on 35 in 40 minutes, and then he was caught by Dujon Walsh. Lawrence, always entertaining, batted for 35. 35 minutes, hit a four over the wicketkeepers. Beggars, for goodness sake, stop it. Hit a four.
Yes, Lawrence played extremely well.
He hit a four over the wicketkeeper's head, and he was out for nine. And Tuffel came in, batted for 12 minutes, and then was caught by Haynes off Patson for two, and there were 54 extras, and England were all out for 419. I've stopped laughing now.
David Bowie!
You get hit the bog of eternal stench.
David Bowie!
Little Labyrinth reference for you there.
With David Bowie!
Leaping around in tight trouser things.
David Bowie!
Salt that has been gone, but not forgotten, I present to you Knob Cheese. Today, after hearing this, you should go and call someone a Knob Cheese, and then your train will be just docking into Laughter Central.
Hosky's gonna tell you something now.
Think of all the flavours of sex. Cyber sex must be the least flavoursome or good. Because what's the point in it? What? Cyber sexing, you just type in some sexy chat with someone else and they types it back. But what is the point in this? You know, why do that when you can actually go and look at some kind of naked pictures of ladies or men, if you like that. I mean, or videos, you know. Well, no, let's write a little rubbish sexy script between me and a stranger. I don't really understand how it works. I mean, if you haven't had dirty chat with someone, like on a phone or whatever, then at least your hands are free to do whatever, you know, knitting, etc. But if you're cyber sexing, that means you're typing in, and you can't type in one-handed, because that would take ages. See, and the only people doing cyber sex are probably underage people who can't look at big adult porn. So if you are doing that, you better watch out, because you could be cyber pedoing, which is probably an offence. Maybe, I don't know, but even if it isn't, it should be, you dirty perverts.
Ah, extra strong for the real man.
Oh yeah, baby, my shits don't go down without a fight. They linger, they pack a punch, just like me. Just imagine what I would be like between the sheets, instead of imagine me wiping with the sheets.
Today, the Hosk heard some truly shocking news. Yes, the credit crunch and the financial doom and gloom was pushed off the front Push to the back. What could push it off? Loads of deaths and killings in Mumbai. All of a sudden, we've forgotten about the doom and gloom. We've forgotten about poor Trevor in Manchester who can't pay his mortgage bills, whose house is going to be repossessed. That's been pushed off now, and now we've forgotten that, and we've seen some bombs and stuff, so now everyone's out down the town spending their money because they forgot that it's a recession. Actually, I say it was pushed off. I'm lying. Of course. We still had Woolworths. Woolies is going, gone. I told my mates, I said, oh, you're about Woolies, it's going to administration. He was shocked. Bloody shocked. And what, Woolies is still going? You're kidding me. Who the hell goes in Woolies? I mean, crazy old people and people who live in the 1990s. In fact, the only people you ever hear to say they've gone into Woolworths is comedians commenting on how they used to go into Woolworths to steal pick and mix. That's it. The only people who admit to going in there. Those people with pushchairs and old people. No wonder they went bloody bust. Half the people are nicking the stuff in there. The other people are just wandering around lost talking to bloody doilies. And the other ones are bloody pushchair people. And who knows what they buy? Nappies. They're explaining why Woolies has gone downhill. And he says, it's like a jumble sale, but it's also too expensive. So let's have a quick analysis of what went wrong. It's an expensive jumble sale. Who the fuck wants to go to an expensive jumble sale? No one. You only go to jumble sales because you know it's shit, but it only costs like 20p. And that's why you buy it. Right, so I've sorted why that's rubbish. Next, MFI. Do you know why that's gone to shit? Because it sounds like a government secret agency and IKEA has kicked its ass by being cheaper, and whenever you go to IKEA, you think of sexy Swedish women. So who's going to go MFI or IKEA with the sexy Swedish women? And also you can buy dime bars and meatballs for some reason. No contesto.
It's a more comedy for you.
Don't know, tires are not a big fan of, because they're high with the squidginess factor. They've hit very high on the squidgeometer. That squidginess of them is just, it's evil. You can't trust them. I wouldn't trust a tomato. I wouldn't trust anyone that squidgy. Tomatoes, fat people, very squidgy. Don't trust them.
There's something funny's gonna coming on here.
A South Africa man is counting his blessings and his teeth after escaping from a python attack. Lucas Sibanda claims the giant snake attacked him as he was walking along a remote path near his home. He fought back, and the only way that he could fight back was by biting the snake just below its head until the snake released him. Sibanda then killed the reptile with a sharp stick and took it home with him. He is now quite busy. He's now quite busy showing off the massive snake and the carcass. Pythons, which suffocate their prey by constricting their bodies around them, have been known to attack antelope, but attacks on humans are extremely rare.
The elephant says, here's a news nugget.
I read this story in the Metro today, a little new newsy nugget for you. A boyfriend attacked his partner after she wore some large Bridget Jones-style pants instead of a thong. Jobless Mark Feller blamed his behaviour on addiction to sugar, which made him eat 10 Mars bars a day. He said he bit the woman's finger in anger because he felt she was not making enough effort in their one-year relationship. But what kind of effort is he making? He's jobless. He sits at home all day eating bloody Mars bars. That's not much of an effort. I'd put on bloody Bridget Jones style knickers if that's all I had to come home to, you lazy bastard. What kind of bloke shows his anger by biting a finger of his bird, for God's sake? Couldn't he? Give her the old back of the hand if you want to show her she's been naughty.
Here's a jingle!
The horse.
People say that you mention the word penis a lot. Why is that? Well, that's an interesting question. But, you know, you may say I say the word penis a lot and have a lot of penis jokes. But if you compare me to someone who's got Tourette's, they probably say penis and much worse things a lot more. So if you put it in context like that, I probably don't say it that much at all. And that's what you got to remember. It's about context. If you found yourself shouting about penises, and then I came in saying nipples, nipples, bollocks, fanny, then your penis wouldn't seem so big anymore, would it? And it would seem normal talk to say that penis and describe how to draw penis graffiti. And so it's in the context. Because they say the one-eyed man is king, but he's not king when he's full, when he's surrounded by two-eyed people. And that is the conundrum of life. And, you know, that's the beauty of the English language. One minute saying the word penis loudly causes embarrassment to you know, your whole family, especially if it's at a wedding and you're giving a speech. The next minute, it's laughs all round. There's the same speech, actually, but that's timing. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. If you time it right and you go in there, shout penis, full guns blazing, you can be a hero. But if you're too timid and just say winky, then it's gone. The moment's lost. Just don't say the C word, whatever you do, especially doing a speech.
And then this music started and we went...
So let's talk about the attacks in Mumbai. It's weird because I've heard Mumbai had been bombed, and then I heard Bombay had been bombed. I was like, whoa, fucking hell, man. They're just getting attacked from all angles here. And then I found out that it's actually the same place. What? How come you have two names then? That's a bit bloody cheeky, isn't it? Oh, Mumbai's the Indian name. Bombay's the English name. Right, so I thought, hey, what's all this about? I looked it up. The Hosk looked it up. And I found this website, Frequently Asked Questions of Mumbai. Now, obviously, there can't be many frequently asked questions because there was only three on the page that I looked at. One was, why is it called Bombay? And the answer was, by accident. The English named it, and it means born bay, which means good bay. Good work there, chaps. Really showing our foreign language speaking skills. But then even that, you know, Bombay, that sounds something like you'll say to your faithful dog. Ah... Good bay. But then, on Indian Parliament, in 1997, had the cheek bloody rename their own city. God, we'd gone all the effort to rename the city Good Bay in Indian, and they've just gone and bloody come up with some other Mumbai rubbish.
Yeah.
So, right, you've got... That's two questions down. Now, I kind of have the suspicion that this bloke, this website, just ignored any other questions and put one of his own in, because he couldn't be asked. Because the last question is... What would you have liked the city to be called? Frequently asked question. Is it really? Hey? And he's put, that's not hard. If the city didn't have a name already, I would have called it Paidoni, meaning foot wash, after a crowded corner of South Mumbai. Yeah, okay then, sir. Nice one. So Mumbai's been attacked. It's a pretty nasty affair. Vicious killings. But the Prime Minister got on the old microphone and made a statement. And he said the perpetrators were based outside the country and India would not tolerate neighbours who provide a haven, militants targeting it. Sounds like he's kind of accusing random people there. Targets, though, are kind of weird. Terrorists, they always seem to attack kind of odd things, like train stations in Birmingham, buses, twin towers, you know, they're not, you're just a bit, what's all that about? They've attacked two luxury hotels, Taj Mahal Palace, and a standoff continues at the Jewish centre, where an Israeli rabbi and his family are believed to have taken hostage, and one militant reportedly phoned local TV offering to negotiate over the release of hostages. The Indian Navy said it was searching ships off the west coast and they'd arrived by boat. German ministry said one of its national officials had died in the attacks, a Japanese and Italian also among the dead. I always find it quite weird when there's like 100 people have died and they'll go, yeah, one English, French. Like, does it matter that much? But on the BBC article I read, at the bottom it's got, are you in the region? Have you witnessed the attacks? Contact us using the form below or send text messages. I mean, Jesus Christ, it's right. If you're being shot at, there's people dying everywhere. Do you think the first thing you're going to do is text the BBC? Oh yes, I'm here. Bloody hell, people are dying everywhere. In fact, I really should go and hide and not get killed rather than texting you. Now, the BBC has got this live update and some of the things on it are peculiar. Like, at 2 o'clock, President George W. Bush has telephoned the Indian Prime Minister to offer support and assistance to the government of India as it works to restore order, provide safety to its people and comfort the victims and their family, and investigate these despicable acts. What the hell is George Bush doing ringing up saying that? And you've got the Pope has said something. And then you've got a British hotel guest who was in the restaurant when the hotel was attacked. He said the gunman came into the restaurant, we were ushered, or some of us were ushered into the kitchen. I think some got out the back door and the gunman told us to go up the stairs to the fire escape. Then he said, where are you from? Are there any British or Americans here? Show us your ID. People started getting out their business cards or ID cards or whatever. So there I was with my hands up, basically thinking I was in, you know, serious trouble. What the fuck are you doing? Texting them that, you crazy fool. And they got some like BBC, Karishma Vaswani, said there's a tense standoff at Oberai. People are extremely anxious about the situation. The investigation seems to be focused on the theory that the weapons were brought into the country by sea. Anxious? I bet they are. People are being shot and dying, you bloody twat. And one man said he had been at the railway station where several members of his family, suddenly a bomb exploded just a few places away from my luggage. My wife, who was also with me, was injured by a bullet. It just sounds like quite calm. Yeah, I was just there. Then my suitcase blew up and my wife got injured by a bullet. But you know, these things happen when you're catching the train. You know, it's still better than England, isn't it? Their train didn't even come at all. Bobby Sinha, a tattooist who works close to Nariman House, he says, I'm just at the Nariman building and the commandos have started firing. I'm still at work. We couldn't leave last night. Right now, there's a lot of crowds are moving away from the army has started shooting. He's still at work? Come on, mate. Take a day off. You're not going to get many tattoos done while there's a terrorist attack happening. And Apesh Patel, a businessman who works for the UK government advising firms on Anglo-Indian trains, says that now, I mean, I'm not saying he's brushing aside, perhaps, you know, the deaths and terrorist attack. But his advice is, life will go on in the business world despite the attacks. Business can't afford to ignore what's one of the fastest growing economies in the world. That's it, put it into perspective. Although these people have died, at least the business will always go on. And we will sell some trade in their honour. Right, let's end this with a bit of light-heartedness, shall we? This is what they do in the news. I've learnt this trick now. I've recently read in the paper, The Guardian, and now the BBC, that the moustache is back. Moustache is making a comeback like Phoenix from the flames. Really, is it? Well, I say good. The more people walking around looking like twats with furry lips, all the better. I mean, are the moustaches really coming back? What is the overwhelming evidence for this? Oh, look, we've got 6 celebrities who've had a moustache in the last month. That's it. That is the sign that it's back. Because they've done it, now we'll all be reaching for the shavers, but missing out the hairy lip. We're just going to keep it. What a load of crap. Do you know the people who've got moustaches are the people who've always had moustaches. The people who were born with moustaches. No one's growing a new moustache because it looks rubbish. There's only certain people who have moustaches, and they're the ones who always have them. The ones who aren't really cool, they just have moustaches because they're like northern, or their dad had a moustache, or they were born with a moustache. Because no one's growing moustaches, they're not cool, they're not coming back, and that's it. So shove your moustache up your arse. You can shove your hairy moustache up your hairy arse. Papers. And just because we're celebrities are stupid enough to grow a moustache does not mean the rest of the population is.
What attacks they have on soap operas. Gonna put your arm up to the air and. I'm just having my lunchtime walk and I'm on the street now called Fakenham Way. And it's quite a nice substitute in my list of legal swear words you can say in front of your parents. And a Fakenham Way is a pretty good one. A Fakenham Way. You're Fakenham. I like it. So give that a whirl in front of your mum.
Go have a little trip down Feckenham Way in front of the family.
News Nugget. News Nugget. News Nugget. I like this one. I like this one. I like this one. I like this one. News Nugget. News Nugget. News Nugget. I like this one. I like this one. News Nugget. News Nugget. News Nugget. I like this one. I like this one. I like this one. I like this one. News Nugget. News Nugget. News Nugget. I like this one. I like this one.
A very small news nugget. This MP was saying that she wants to ban thick sliced bread to stop England's children from getting obese. Yeah, that's it. Must be all those fat slices of bread that are making them all fat. Not the chocolate crisps and pop that they're drinking and then rolling over to the Xbox, whatever. It's those bloody thick slices of bread. Go on, get rid of them, bloody fat bread.
Whoa. Wait until you've heard the clip coming up and then laugh.
Riskera att få hörselskador. Under nästa år ska ljudmiljön undersökas. Ursäkta, på förskolor i Lund, Landskrona och Helsingborg. Förlåt. Vi går vidare med... Vi går vidare med ett inslag. Förlåt, ursäkta mig. Så. De har borrat sig. Vi kör igång det här inslaget. Jag klarar inte det här just nu. Förlåt.
Fucking cruelness. I went in the sandwich shop today and asked for a ham salad sandwich without the tomatoes. So what do you think the woman gave me? Sam's tomato sandwich. Almost. Sam bloody hell. She gave me a ham salad sandwich with extra tomatoes. What a bastard. I mean, come on. It's just being cruel, I'm sure, is because I'm not local. She thought I'll show him with his out-of-town ways from the big smoke of Ipswich. Bloody hell. Have him. Take this. Have extra bloody tomatoes. Hey? Not so big now, are you? It's better. I ate them, but... Tomatoes I'm not a big fan of because they're high with the squidginess factor. They've hit very high on the squidgeometer. That squidginess of them is just, it's evil. You can't trust them. I wouldn't trust a tomato. I wouldn't trust anyone that squidgy. Tomatoes, fat people, very squidgy. Don't trust them.
I'm a lappy. Yeah, look at him. He looks like a fucking Quasimoto. I'm a lappy.
The foreign minister went on to say he was confident the U.S. and France could rebuild their close ties now strained by the debate over Iraq. Do not make me laugh during the news, please. I'm trying to be serious this morning. British military officials are reporting that Iraqi parliamentary forces in Basra have fired at the city of Basra. Allied forces have been battling for control of the southern city all week, and troops believe they are finally... gaining control. I need Dow out here. The British troops coined...
Stop! It's okay.
I'm sorry. I just caught
Let's
something.
Go on to the next story.
Can't stop laughing.
We have to take a little bit of a break because we're talking serious business. You can't do this to me. Where's Dow? Dow, get out here! Dow is good.
Is she not? I don't know what's going on.
Are you okay?
I just started laughing and I couldn't stop. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
See you later now. Go
I'm
take
sorry.
A break. I've
oh
got
my
work
God.
To do.
Oh my God, I'm sorry, Lord. Abby, my makeup's
Come over
totally sit
ready. Next to me, Dal. We can get through this news together because she's lost her mind. Move this over. Get your phone book. Now, don't you start cracking funnies. Let's go here. We got news to do.
Such
a way. Wait, oh, Lord. We are actually on TV. Start. Okay, here now is the latest in Operation Iraqi Freedom.
Killer clowns from outer space. Holy shit.
Well, that isn't as funny as this.
This song in my mind.
Gummy bears, they're bouncing here and there and everywhere.
And how did it get in there? What's it doing in there? Eh? Bloody gummy bears in my mind. Bouncing here, there and everywhere. Everywhere.
American historians have discovered what they think is the earliest recording of the human voice, made on a device which scratched sound waves onto paper blackened by smoke. It was made in 1860, 17 years before Thomas Edison first demonstrated the gramophone, and featured an excerpt from a French song, Au clair de la lune. The award-winning screenwriter Abby Mann has died at the age of 80. He won an Academy Award in 1961 for Judgment at Nuremberg. Abby Mann also won several Emmys, including one in 1973 for a film which featured a police detective called Kim Kutcher. The character on whom a long-running TV series was eventually based.
It's 10 minutes past 8. Fighting between Shia militias and Iraqi government forces is into its third day in the south of the country.
Well, sometimes when I'm with a guy, I wish he'd tie me up with red licorice ropes and then spank me, and then he'd eat the rope, and then he'd free me, and then we'd make love while the Philharmonic played Bolero. And then
we'd listen to Husk's Half Hour. Hour.
Dirty bastard. Fucking horrible. Fucking singing. Ah, the fuck's that? Fucking hell's this? Bullshit. Yeah, I'm fucking shit.
Fucking hell.
Am I a fucking student?
Dirty bastard. Fucking horrible. Fucking singing. Ah, the fuck's that?
Who has filled in a form which says, yes, I masturbate all the time? Oh, whoa.
Safety campaigners have repeated their warnings about the dangers of fireworks after a prankster tried to launch a powerful rocket from his backside. The 22-year-old man suffered serious internal injuries when the Black Cat Thunderbolt rocket ignited during the bonfire night stunt at Monk Weirmouth in Sunderland. Education officials in Pakistan got a surprise when they went to inspect a school near Hyderabad. Instead of classes of pupils, they found only chickens. The authorities say it appears to have been used as a poultry production centre for the last 12 years. That's the news. Not a moment before time.
John, stop it!
That is 12 o'clock.
You're killing us, John. Stop it, please. Well, no, go home now. You've done enough.
That's enough. Goodbye. Forever.
Happy retirement.
David Bowie! You get hit the bog of eternal stench. David Bowie! Little Labyrinth reference for you there. With David Bowie! Leaping around in tight trouser things. David Bowie!
Right, so me and my housemate, we went out for a few beers. England match, boring as shit, so we had to have a few beers to help us get through the torture. Pakistan.
I know that's how you say it.
So then we had a few. Then we went out for a few drinks. We came back and we were talking about Heroes. And he was, yeah, that bloke Heroes, the funny mouth, talks out of one side. That's the. You know what? They got him to play Rocky's son. And I think it's because he talks out of one side of his mouth. Like Stallone. I mean, he was in Rocky 6. No, wait, let's watch it. So we watch it, and we're about halfway through, and then the next thing I know, it's 4 o'clock. He's asleep on one couch, I'm asleep on the other, fully dressed. Rocky 6 is finished. This music was playing. I just thought, fucking hell, here we are, two 30-year-old blokes, back from the pub, falling asleep, watching Rocky 6 clothed on separate couches. Surely that's not what you should be doing. When you're 30, is it? We should better know to go, oh, I'm tired now. I'm going to go upstairs and have a sleep in my bed. Why am I a fucking student?
Like the person is a big penis and the years are a foreskin and you have to roll it back. I don't, but how does that make you, how does that make you younger? Well, everyone knows the older you get, the more foreskin you accumulate.
Right, I have a bit of street slang for you out there today. Muffin top. And to quote from Wikipedia, a muffin top is the slang term used for a person, usually female, whose flabby midsection spills over the waistline of her pants in a manner that resembles the top of a muffin spilling over its paper casing. This generally occurs when an individual wears low-rise hip-hugger pants or midriff-bearing tops that are too small. Muffin top originated in Australia as Australian slang, but has since become popular in the English-speaking countries, popularised by the Australian television show Kath and Kim. Well, there you go.
Rocky, I bet that'll put you off meat cake for a while. Well, hey, meat cake's alright, but not for breakfast. Bit into it, only to find that this was a special Poland meaty, cakey, pasty cake.
The first thing I would do if I were president of Iran would be to make sure that there is no more war. I would demand there is peace. I don't want to see any more fighting ever again.
Mike Thompson reporting.
Ooh, la la, ce soir, I saw your granny in her bra, and thought, I'll have custard for dinner tonight.
This is a kind of warning, people out there with mobile phones, be careful, you have a deadly tool in your hands, and if you don't treat it with respect, you could end up engaged to a Welsh woman. Yes, you heard me right, Welsh. The title of this little news nugget is quite amusing. Wrong number leads to engaged tone. Beautiful. See what they've done there? Tyneside man Anthony Hubbocks sent a flirty text to a wrong number and ended up engaged to a Welsh woman. Jesus. I mean, doesn't that just send shivers down your bloody, down your bones? Just thinking, one miss digit, next thing, she's got you. I mean, what I like about this is that they all just sound so stupid, these people. Michelle Morris mistakenly thought his message was from a male friend of her own friend, and fired off a cheeky reply. Then, it gets a bit weird. Look, the pair talked on the phone, got on so well, that he soon moved down into her home. I mean, what? I mean, can you imagine that? You get a little text, whoa, hello cheeky back. Flirty, 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 flirty. Where do you live, Wales? Oh, I'm going to move down there.
What? Whoa.
After one phone call? I don't know if it's one phone call. That'd be a better story. He moved down there, moved into a home straight away with her two kids, Darcy, Lee and Levi. Nice. I like the dad of two, Anthony, he says, he's from Gateshead. Just sent a message to this lass I know. And it got through to Wales, though, where Michelle thought it was from a pal of hers. Oh, dear, that's a terrible accent. I'm not warmed up yet, really. It's a bit cold and rainy. Anyway, Michelle, by the way, how he understands phones there is pretty fantastic. Sent a message to a mate, and it somehow got off course. The wind blew it off, and it ended up in bloody Wales. Someone picked up off the ground, Michelle. Can you imagine that? What, you crazy loon? He must think those phones are kind of magical word things. I love the writing here. Michelle, 33, a catering manager, comma, laughed. We exchanged photos and I asked him if he could visit. He almost choked on his toothbrush. What? I don't know, exchanging photos. He's got a toothbrush in his mouth. It sounds crazy, isn't it? And this bit at the end just doesn't make sense, really. But I'd had a really hard week at work and my friends all told me just to go for it. Well, go for what? Oh, I've had a really tough week. Well, I should go and move in that Welsh woman you texted the other day. What? Yeah, go on then.
Where did that accent come from?
Yes, indeed, sir.
You're get fucking
the fuck. Get the fuck. Stop making me insult you. It's just like...
Stop forcing my hand.
Honestly.
Stop fucking forcing my hand.
And here is... the muck-ups.
Like the hospital stand up for you all? When you need a piss and you go for a piss. Oh, relief. Having a nice relaxing poo, whiling away. It's lovely. Room and shitting and pissing while there's no tomorrow. For middle wall.
Am I a fucking student?
I went to the toilet today. I went to the toilet today. I went to the toilet today. He was in the, for middle wall, going for relaxing with David Bowie. For middle wall. Mother.
What?
You're like, I haven't got a clue. Girls in the street started giving me the big eye. Unusual to hear where they started and then what they finish on. Make your weapon esteemed. Yeah. Brilliant. My rod is so big that it can be shared among five mouths. Oh, yes. Share it. Share the wealth. Yeah. Brilliant. Oh, Lordy B. Right, that's all. So.